Masechet Menachot, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, Mincha, min ha-mincha. Somebody says, I accept upon myself to bring a type of mincha. Yavi Echat, he has to bring one mincha of any of the five types of voluntary mincha offerings, the minimum amount that's indicated by his swear. Menachot min ha-menachot, if he says it in the plural, I take upon myself to bring menachot, plural form of a type of menachot. He doesn't get into the specifications of how many he wants to bring. Yavi shetayim, he likewise here brings the minimum amount of menachot in plural, which is two. Perashti ve'eni yodea ma perashti, yavi hamishtan. If he says, I made a vow in the past to bring a mincha, and I specified one of the five types of mincha offerings mentioned in the Torah, but I don't remember which one I specified, we make him in that case bring all five of them in order to be certain that he fulfills his obligation. Perashti mincha shel esronim. Ve'eni yodea ma perashti. Next case, if somebody says, I specified in a swear to bring a mincha of a certain number of isaron, but I don't remember which number I specified. Yavi mincha shel shishim isaron. It says Tanaka, ma. He brings a mincha of 60 isaron. 60 isaron is the largest amount he could have made a swear on. Therefore, more than 60 is not even the question. Not allowed to be brought together as one mincha. And everything within the 60 would include the lower numbers below it, and therefore he would fulfill his obligation automatically. Rabbi Omer, Yavi menachot shel esronim me'ehad ve'ad shishim. Says Rabbi, he has to bring a lot more than one mincha. Says Rabbi, he would have to bring 60 separate menachot, each one of them consisting in a different number of isaron of flour, all the way from 1 to 60. In other words, he brings 60 different vessels. The first one, he would have one isaron. The second one, two isaron, all the way till he has 60, the 60th vessel with 60 isaron in it, to be certain that one of these mincha offerings was the one he pledged, and the other ones are brought as new volunteer offerings. According to the opinion over here of Rabbi, when it comes to a voluntary mincha offering, the mincha cannot contain more than the specified amount that was pledged, and therefore, he has a problem over here. We don't know which number this person specified. It doesn't work, according to the Rebbe, to say, all right, let's have him bring 60 isaron, and everything under there will be covered. It doesn't work, because you need exactly the amount. So therefore, he makes him bring all different, 60 different minahot, with all different numbers, one all the way to 60. And by the way, that equals 1,830 isaron. And that's the only way he could get his obligation taken care of. According to Tana Kama, which differs than it'd be, he would say that the keli could contain more than the amount of flour in the swear. A person would fulfill his vow by automatically bringing 60 isaron in one utensil. The reason he can't just bring the 60, just to elaborate a little bit more on that, according to Rabbi, is because the fact that he's saying he's bringing a mincha specifies that he's bringing exactly the amount in one mincha, and it can't be broken up into a different number of utensils. In the last Mishnah, we had a case where we actually said a person specified that he had a certain amount of isaron, but he forgot how many that he was supposed to bring. He doesn't remember what he specified. And in that case, it seemed to be that there's no argument that if a person brought 60 in that case, he would fulfill his obligation, even according to the opinion of Rabbi. And the reason is he didn't use the word mincha over there. So therefore, he doesn't really have to bring them in one utensil, in one keli. So what a person could do, even according to Rabbi, is bring all 60 in one shot, and then sort of have in mind that he's only offering the number that he specified, and the rest would be, in a way, a separate mincha, as if it was in a different utensil, and therefore he would fulfill his obligation, according to both opinions, with no problem in the last Mishnah.